station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Kick back, relax, and engage in some real talk
as we entertain, educate, promote
independent thinking aligned with Islamic values,
and encourage constructive debate.
Fridays between 7 and 9 p.m.
only on the Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. The time now, 7:43 on this beautiful Friday evening. Wherever you're at, we hope that you are doing absolutely fantastic. And for the next couple of ticks, we will be speaking to none other than the chair of UCT's MSA, and that is the Muslim Student Association. And he's going to be telling us a little bit about something we need to know about. Assalamu alaikum, brother. How are you doing this evening?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having me on the show. It's a great pleasure.
Alhamdulillah. Are you well? How's the week been?
Alhamdulillah. It's been a good week. A bit stressful. I wrote some end-of-block exams, but alhamdulillah, it's all over now. I think that's the best thing to say.
Alhamdulillah. And it's almost the weekend, alhamdulillah. But yes, I would like for you to tell us a little bit more about who you are and who you're representing tonight.
Yes, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Ilyas Amin, and I'm the chair of the UCT MSA, the Muslim Students Association, and I'm also a fifth-year medical student at the university.
Okay, awesome. And who are you representing?
So I'm representing the MSA, the Muslim Students Association, and I'm going to be introducing the Islam Week, which is what we've been organizing over the last couple of days, which is really the flagship event for the MSA every single year. It's an entire week of talks, events, projects. Really, the design is to get people, Muslims and non-Muslims, to experience the beauty of Islam. Yeah, that's essentially the purpose.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit more about the Muslim Students Association and what are its goals. You know, you're speaking about this annual event at the moment, but overall, tell us a little bit more about the association.
Yeah, so the Muslim Students Association primarily functions to service the Muslim student body on campus, but you could also say that as a secondary role, we are there to enlighten the university space about Islam. So that's Muslims as well as non-Muslims, getting them to understand and deepen their knowledge about religion. Alhamdulillah, we have a variety of portfolios which are designed to do this, whether it's, you know, current affairs, looking at contemporary issues facing the Ummah at the moment. We have an education portfolio, which, you know, among many things, whether it's Dawah, whether it's teaching people how to read Arabic or Arabic grammar, you know, various initiatives. We know we have an events portfolio. We have an outreach portfolio. So we know Islam fundamentally is a holistic religion, and this is mirrored by the holistic portfolios that the MSA has to encompass in its work.
And as a young person, you know, part of this very young and dynamic community, what are some of the key issues that you found that the Muslim community needs to address?
I think there are many issues, but perhaps one of the key things is we seem to be raising a community where spirituality has been divorced from what we think Islam actually is. And we know that the Holy Prophet said that none of you will enter Jannah until you believe, but none of you truly believe until you love one another. So therefore, this concept of love, this concept of mercy, وَمَا أَلْفَنَّاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, the fifth century, except as a mercy to the creation, this is fundamental to Islam. And I think part of the great travesty, the challenges that we face in the world today, is because there's an absence of love, there's an absence of rahmah, there's an absence of tawbah that we see not just in the Muslim community, but in the entire ummah. So I think we need to see Islam not as in self-defense mode, as we often see in the mainstream community, we often having to defend ourselves, but rather to present the Islam as fundamentally a solution to the world's major problems, whether it's climate change, whether it's gender-based violence, whether it's social injustices. Islam is it's the tool, it's the shifa. The Quran says, "Kul wa lillazina amanu hudaw wa shifa." The Quran is the guidance, but it's is also a cure. So we have to present Islam fundamentally as a solution. Yeah.
Mm. And this week, of course, as you've mentioned, is quite an important week for the MSA. You know, the event that you have upcoming is quite dynamic. How did you identify the issues that needed to be addressed, and who will the speakers be for this week, inshallah?
Yeah, so alhamdulillah, I represent the MSA, and as part of the society, we have an entire committee, alhamdulillah, with various portfolios. So we met and we discussed, and we put the question to them. We asked them, you know, what do you think are the biggest issues that you think students, Muslim students and non-Muslims, need to know about? And this really formed the foundation upon which the program of Islam Week was built on. So perhaps I can take you through the different events.
Yes, bismillah.
So on the Monday, alhamdulillah, we're doing a revert panel where a group of new Muslims will be talking about their respective journeys to Islam. And I think it's quite important to know this because, you know, we often think that reverts or new Muslims, they have to journey to Islam. But we need to remember that Muslims also need to journey to Islam. Mm. As a Muslim, you also need to find Allah. Perhaps you've been given a head start in some way, but at the same time, you need to look for your Creator. You have to know Allah, you have to know Him, and not just know about Him, you actually have to know Him, you have to find Him, you have to embody the specific wisdom in your actions. So the journey towards Allah is not just a journey for the non-Muslims. So this is something that we think is particularly relevant to everyone. So that's the Monday. The Tuesday, we have two talks, alhamdulillah. We're looking firstly at the relationship between science and Islam. People often think that Islam is not connected to the various secular sciences. And I think what we need to realize is that the Quran leads us to science in various ways, you know, whether it's embryology, whether it's biology, whether it's engineering, geology. And this is, we know from our tradition, many of the great ulama, Fakhruddin Razi, as an example, they started with the Quran and they branched into the various sciences. So I think it's important for us to recognize the relationship between these two entities. Mm. And then the other talk on the Tuesday is looking at the black history in Islam. That's going to be delivered by Professor Rudolf Bilal-Ware from the Americas, looking at the African-American or the West African experience of Islam, which is not something that we don't always talk about. Yeah. Mm. And then on the Wednesday, we're looking at the medical benefits of faith, which will be delivered by Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Minawi. Again, you know, as Muslims, we often know the Salah is Farz, we know we have various pillars of our religion, but we don't always know the medical, physiological, and spiritual benefits that underpin those acts of ibadah. And we know that Islam is not a ritualistic faith. There are rituals, of course, but everything is underpinned by various spiritual nuances, and we need to understand this. Mm. So Sheikh is going to take us through the various medical benefits of faith, alhamdulillah. And then another talk on the Wednesday will be by Maulana Khalil Hendrix, who will be talking about how we can connect, you know, Islam to our degrees. How do we balance the two? You know, do you leave Islam at your house when you go to your campus? Or how can you connect these two things, especially when developing a career path? And then on the Thursday, it's outreach mainly in the morning. We're going to be taking some sanitary packs for some various women shelters around Cape Town.
Oh,
so we would like to make, you know, put an appeal for the community. If you would like to donate, you know, you're welcome to drop us off outside the upper campus Jamahana at UCT, and we'll include those in the sanitary packs. Yeah, and then on the Thursday evening, we have organized a youth panel to again explore this relationship between spirituality and Islam. How do we actually go from ritual to spiritual and connecting that to zikr? Because I think, you know, just to answer your question again at the beginning, what's one of the big challenges? I think it's because young people don't connect remembrance with spirituality. Mm. Sometimes the zikr can actually be very mechanical. So we're having a talk by Brother Buddha Muhammad Kunavalt. We'll be talking about the history of the Cape Town zikr. And the meaning and the relevance behind this.
We're having the
theoretical aspect, but then we're actually doing the zikr afterwards, so there's a practical component as well. So perhaps that would make it more meaningful. And then on the Friday, we're having two talks again, firstly on the Islamic history in the Cape. Most of us as young Muslims don't actually appreciate the great sacrifices that the early Muslims made so that we can exist and appreciate the various boundaries that we have on a daily basis. So it's important for us to know that. And then we're also going to be looking at the concept of adab in Islam, specifically in the context of social media, because Islam, as we know, places a very big emphasis on the neighbor. But what about the cyber neighbor? How do we interact with the YouTube comments or the Facebook comments or the TikTok comments? How do we apply a Islamic ethical framework to the neighbor, to the social media space? So that's going to be delivered by Maulana Zakaria of Hanukkah. And then the final day, the Saturday, we're going to be doing some dawah in Sea Point. Again, as I mentioned, Islam week is not just for Muslims, it's for non-Muslims. So we're going to be handing out some hadith roses, small pamphlets about Islam.
Tamaf to catch you, did you say dua roses? Dawah roses?
Hadith roses, yeah.
Tamaf. Tell me more about that. That sounds very interesting.
Yes, so just to,
not that
just
anything to, else that you've been speaking about wasn't interesting, that too, but this was just surprising.
Yes. So basically, we want to give people very simple messages that we think capture some of the core themes of Islam. So, for example, the hadith that Jannah lies at the feet of your mother. So you can give that to a non-Muslim and say, we really want to give people, they don't have much time necessarily at Sea Point. They might just be passing by. But if you can just plant that seed in their mind, again, exploring this concept of love and mercy and rahmah in Islam, the primacy of mercy that is so prevalent in our religion. That's kind of the idea. And it's an experiment. We haven't done this before, but we're just going to see how it works out. And then just to close off Islam Week, we're going to be having a pop quiz on the evening, and that's going to be an online quiz. So that's something that anybody can join. We've actually extended the invitation to the other MSAs across the country. So we're hoping to make it a national quiz, inshallah, with various prizes to be won.
Ameen, inshallah. So much. Such a packed week. And all of that sounded so incredibly important, alhamdulillah, as you've laid it out for us. If people do want to get involved and maybe attend, how can they do so, my brother?
Yeah, there's different ways. I think maybe for the youth who are listening, they can just go onto Instagram and type in UCTMSA. Quite simple. Then you get all the information, the links, everything is right there. But perhaps for those who don't have Instagram, you can you can just save the following link. It's linktr.ee/UCTMSA. And that's actually a link which takes you to all the initiatives. So that's one link. So I'll repeat it, linktr.ee/UCTMSA. And that will take you to all the initiatives. And I'm also happy to give my number. If anybody has any questions, I'll just say the number. 083-86-333-33.
Okay, awesome. And that is Inias Amin, the chair of the UCT MSA. That number, when I also read it was quite interesting. 083-863-3333. I'm not sure if that's how you said it, but there's 5 threes. But Jazakallah Khair so much. That is the chair of UCT MSA, Brother Ilyas Amin, telling us all about this beautiful, beautiful week they have. May Allah grant you all the success, my brother, and may all of the goals come to fruition, and may He continue to allow you and your association to be of benefit to the Ummah, inshallah. But have a beautiful week and all the best for it, inshallah.
Shukran.
Afwan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And with that, let's head out for a quick ad break, inshallah. And when we get back, it's more Real Talk.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.